Miss Gassaway, how old were you in that picture?
I was around 5 at that time. 5 years old.
So that picture was taken in 1915 around
somewhere.
You were telling me something earlier that your mother said about the shoes that they wore.
Oh, yes. My mother said that when she was getting them all together, that some of the boys didn't have shoes, and they had to borrow the girls' shoes so they could get the pictures made. The girls had 1 or 2 extra pair of shoes, and the boys borrowed the shoes to wear to get the pictures made.
They borrowed them right in the family.
That's
then,
right.
Not
That's
from someone
right.
else. Do you remember anything else about that picture?
She,
or the circumstances under
she
which
she said
you stayed?
That she wasn't able to buy new clothes, and said mostly all of those clothes were given to her by Dr. Austin's wife, who had a niece that lived there, gave a lot of the clothes to her children, and Miss Hunter would always give her a lot of clothes. And she said her children looked just about as nice as any of the other children around here, and she didn't have to buy the clothes, said because they were given to her.
Dr. Austin, was he white?
Dr. Austin was a white man, and my mother washed for him.
What was his full name?
I don't remember his full name, but he was a dentist.
And he lived right here in Seneca?
And he lived in Seneca here. Yeah.
And Miss Hunter, was she white
Miss
or black?
Miss Hunter was black, and she washed for her. My mother washed for, looked like every white person here in Seneca.
And this was when you were a little girl?
And this one was a little girl. And I was the one that had to take them on my head and on my hips. You'd see me going through the street with the basket of clothes on my hips or on my head. The lady died down here last week, and they had a funeral Wednesday. And I spoke at that funeral because she and I would, you know, carry the clothes together. She was so nice. She was my friend.
What's her name?
Her name was Margaret. And I would go over across the street and I said, Margaret, you're going to help me carry my clothes today? And she said, yes, I'll help you carry them. And she'd take one side of the basket. And Mama would always say, don't you wrinkle those clothes. She'd take one side of the basket, and I'd take the other side. And we'd start across the railroad, across the overhead bridge to take the ladies' clothes, and then come back and get another basket and take them.
And you carried these on your shoulder, on your head?
On my shoulder, or either on my head.
You didn't have a wagon or anything?
I didn't have no wagon. But finally, when my mother took in so many, then my father would let one of the boys drive and carry the clothes in the wagon.
How far did you walk? How many blocks sometimes?
Let me see. It was about 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 blocks. About 6 blocks over to where Mrs. Hunter lived and the banker man lived.
What was Mrs. Hunter's first name?
I don't know what we just always call her Mrs. Hunter.
What did she do?
She was a housewife, and he ran a store, and my mama would get all of our shoes from there. She'd always tell us, go up there and tell Mr. Hunter to let you have a pair of shoes.
And you said Miss Hunter was black, so this was...
No, Miss Hunter was white.
Oh, she was white. Miss Hunter was white. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got that mixed up.
Yeah.
Okay, so Miss Hunter was white, not black.
Uh-huh. And her husband ran the shoe store, but she was a housewife. And she had children, and this is the lady what would give my mother all the clothes.
Oh, right, uh-huh. Right.
Give her the clothes.
How much time a day do you think you spent doing this? Do you remember?
No, because I had to go to school, and it would be always after school I'd take the clothes.
This was the after school hours that you did then?
School hours. And when I went to school, and my mother had a wash house out here, and when the children get out to play for recess, I'd have to come home and draw water from the well so my mother could wash, because she had to have somebody to help her sometime. And I'd wash until I hear the bell out here ring, and then I'd have to run back to school.
So you helped wash as well as deliver?
Yes, I helped my mother wash. And we battled clothes back there then, put them on a block. And my mother said, battle. And we just battled the clothes.
Tell me how you battled the clothes besides showing me by hand.
We had a battling stick. It was just the battling stick was just like an oar, what you row a boat with.
Like an oar, shaped like an oar.
Uh-huh, what you row a boat with. And we would battle the clothes. But I didn't ever did see no sense in battling the clothes. But she said, I'd ask her, I said, what do you want to battle them for? She said, to get the dirt out. Loosen the dirt up and get it out.
What did she use to wash the clothes with?
Back there then, she made lye soap and washed the clothes. And then a lot of the ladies she washed for would furnish some soap and powders for her to wash with.
But she made a lot of lye soap herself right in her own home, right in her yard.
Yeah, right back there in that big pot back there.
She had a big pot in the back?
Mm-hmm. And a house to wash under. And she had bluing to put in the last water, and the clothes would be just as pretty and white. And she bought Argo starch, and she'd starch them. She knew just how stiff to make each piece.
But she bought some starch, but also made some of her own starch too?
She bought the Argo starch. Mm-hmm. And made it.
Oh, I see.
Made her starch, yeah. The starch to clothes with.
And she had did I understand you to say she had a wash house?
Yes, she had a wash house. She washed out and a big tree cut smooth, and that's what she battled on. Put the clothes on there, and then she'd take that battling stick and battle.
Right on the tree stump?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Did you have clotheslines to hang the clothes on?
Just oodles of clothesline. It looked like snow around here, so many clothes. And she kept every person's clothes to itself. Don't you mix them up. She knew everybody's clothes.
Did she have an order written down, or did she just remember this in her head?
Just remember it in her head. Remember it in her head.
And she knew it. Uh-huh. She could divide the clothing and knew exactly where it went.
That's right.
How many customers did she have?
I guess Mama had about seven or eight bundles of clothes and customers. And that time, she was just doing it for nothing. A dollar and a half.
A dollar and a half for each load of wash?
A dollar and a half. Sometimes, if there were more, $2. I'd bring the money back to her, and she'd put it in the pocketbook. When I got ready to go to school, I went to college at Claflin. And when I got ready to go to school, she said, Alice, she said, I'm giving you all the money that I had. She sold a cow. She had $75. And she says, I'm giving you this $75. And she says, and I want you to go and try to make something out of yourself. I took the $75, went down there and paid it. And every month that I was there, my money came in on time. I didn't never have have to wait, because a lot of times if the children was going around crying, couldn't go in to eat because their money hadn't come. But my mother had my money there at all times.
So she gave you money from her washing all the time, and the 75 came from the cow?
That's right.
And washing, or just from the cow?
The money I went to school came from the cow. And the money that she was sending every month came from the washings.
How, to make that, would you say, a dollar and a half she made? How long did she work for each dollar and a half, would you say, all day?
Well, she would work all day, but she wasn't
on one
bun.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
On different bundles, you know.
Mm-hmm. She would do several people's wash all
yes,
in one day.
Yes. And she did beautiful work. And she did work for most of the rich people in Seneca.
Mm.
The Ginlets, the Lunnies, the Hunters, the Edwards. Those were the top people of Seneca.
And these were all white families?
Nimmons. Uh-huh. These were all white people that she was working for.
How many days a week did she do this?
Well, she'd start on Monday, and about Thursday she would be finished
with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And she washed and ironed, is that right?
Washed and ironed.
Where'd she do her ironing, and how did she do her ironing?
She did her ironing on an ironing board. She had an ironing board. And she did her iron with these heavy irons, just ordinary heavy irons. Didn't have no electric iron.
How do you heat those heavy irons?
Heat the irons in the fireplace. You burn wood then. And then the irons would set right in front of the fire, and they would heat from the coals of the fire that burned down.
Was this in her wash house or in her home?
No, this was in the house
where
she ironed, but she washed on the outside.
Mm-hmm. So she had the irons heating at the fireplace in the house inside.
That's right.
How many irons would she have ready to go?
She had about 8 or 9 irons, and all of them sat right in front of the fireplace. And then when one iron get cold, she'd put it back down there and let it get hot again. And then she'd lift up a new iron.
Did she have different kind of irons for, like, sleeve jobs or?
No.
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 Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She had
something that you call fluting irons. Lots of times, the cuffs of the ladies, she would flute through that fluting iron. And it would just be just like little ploops.
Oh, these flutes would pleat,
uh-huh.
Would pleat the
and then
thing.
She'd do the collars, flute the collars of the ladies' shirt waists.
I bet that was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was so pretty. And they'd always, you tell Anna that nobody in Seneca can do the work that she could do.
I'm sure. Now, was the ironing a separate price from the washing? Did she get something?
It didn't get nothing.
It was $1 and a half for the whole bundle?
Well, it's according to how much they had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she had Miss Mary Doyle. He was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she got $1.25. She'd send Mama a check all the time for $1.25.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Hunter, now, she had maybe 4 or 5 in her. Her washing now, she would give about $2.50. And then we had Miss Bird, she would give about $1.50. And then she had Miss Edwards, the banker, she just washed for her little girl. And she'd have some of the prettiest little dresses. And she would give about $1.50, just like that. And sometimes I said, Mama, why don't you charge her more? She said, She'd tell me, she said, "Now you just tend to your business and I'll tend to mine. I know how much to charge," she said. And so I would never say anything else to her.
You didn't question her after that? Mm-mm. Miss Gassaway, earlier you told me that your family, that your father had some farming and he owned his own land. I understand that. But you did say that some older relatives left to go to Detroit. And you told me why they left, you know, for economic reasons. Did any of them return home? I think you mentioned that one came home just once or something. Do you remember that?
That was my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
He came home once.
Uh-huh.
And then he never came back anymore because he died. In fact, that whole family died.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one time when we took a little break that you left or wanted to leave at one time.
Yes. I decided that I had helped my mother. I had helped my mother and those quite a bit. And I wanted to leave because all of my friends were going north then too. So I decided I'd stop teaching and go and make me some of the money. But I had never worked in, my mother never hired any of her children out to work for white people. She washed and ironed, and what we could do here to help her, well, that's what we did. The boys would always help my father. So she always said, they'll do, you know, what I want them to do instead of going off. So I decided that I wanted to go just like the other children, other girls around here. I got tired of teaching. So I went to New York. And when I went to New York, I couldn't find any work. Everybody wanted to know, did I have any reference? I had no reference because I'd never worked for nobody.
Well, you were teaching. Couldn't you use that as a reference?
No, couldn't use that.
No? Why?
Because I'm working out in service. I stopped to go to work in service. And you see, I had never worked in service before, and they wanted some reference from somebody who I had been to work for.
Oh, you're talking about that they wanted you to do domestic work, and you didn't have that kind of reference.
I didn't have that kind of reference. And so it was one girl, a friend of mine, she said, "Alice," she said, "you know, I have worked all over New York." And she said, "take my name and go to work." Said, "if you don't, you're going to have to go to the YWCA, and they're going to have to, you have to work there, and then they'll give you a reference." But I didn't want to do that. So I took her name, Louise, and I went to work. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't cook. I couldn't do nothing. So the lady asked me when I went to get the job, she says, "Louise," who have you worked for?" I told her, "Miss Rose," just who this other girl worked for. She called Miss Rose, and Miss Rose told her that, "Oh, Louise is a beautiful, beautiful waitress," and says, "and Louise is a nice cook." She just gave a good reference. So this lady was a teacher, and she'd go out every morning and play bridge until about 4 o'clock, and then she'd come in. So this particular day, she told me, she said, "Louise," says, "I'm going out to play bridge today," and she tell me where she's going and told me what she's going to have. She said, "we're going to have, I'm going to bring one or two of the ladies home with me, and we're going to have, for dessert, we're going to have apple dumplings." And we're going to have baked fish, and we're going to have mashed potatoes. I could fix the mashed potatoes, and I could bake the fish. But apple dumplings, I didn't know about the apple dumplings. So I didn't know. And the girl what told me, what was trying to help me, she said, well, anything that you don't know, Alice, call me. She said, because I know, and I'll tell you. So I couldn't find the girl what make apple dumplings. So I was going to make the dumplings just like my mother made chicken dumplings. And so she had the four apples there. And I peeled the four apples, and I cut them big, put butter in them, and those apples cooked to pieces. And I made the dumplings, and I just dropped them in there, and it was just a mess. It was a grand mess. When she came home, she said, Louise, has she got everything fixed? I said, yes, I think I have. And so she went to the stove, and she opened the stove. The fish was baked. The potatoes were fixed. And she said, well, where's the apple dumplings? We're looking for the apple dumplings inside the stove. She said, Louise, where's the apple dumplings? I said, there they are on the stove. She lifted the pot. She said, my goodness, what kind of mess is this?
Did you lose your job?
I said, that's the way my mother make apple dumplings down south. I said, down south, that's the way she make apple dumplings. And I made them just like she made them. She said, Louise, that's no apple dumpling. So you take that mess on home with you when you go. And go downstairs. It was a store under there. She said, go downstairs and get me four more apples. And it's just the size of one that I had. And I went down there and bought the four apples and brought them back up. And she said, peel them. And I peel them. And she said, then coat them. And I coat them. And she said, now you can make pastry, can't you? I said, yes, I can make pastry. And I made the pastry. And she sat there and she told me to roll the pastry out and cut it just like a handkerchief. And put cinnamon in the little place where I cooled the core out, and I put cinnamon, sugar, butter, and then I set it on the pastry, and I covered the pastry, and then I buttered the pastry, all four apples, and I put it in the stove, brown, beautiful. Then I made a sauce. She told me how to make the sauce, made the sauce to go over the apples. So I made apple dumplings ever since I've been back. She showed me how to make the apple dumplings. And I've gotten the prize two or three times over here at the site where I go every day making apple dumplings.
Where you work now, you get a prize for making apple dumplings that you learned how to make in New York. Now, when was that? How long? Do you remember? How old were you?
We had, I had quit to go. I had quit school then to go to New York.
You had quit your own school and
I had quit teaching.
Teaching. How many years had you taught school?
I taught about 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years?
I didn't like it. And I was going to quit and go to New York and make some of the good money.
Do you think you were in your 20s then, your early 20s?
Yeah, somewhere along there. But I had to come back because I couldn't do that work.
So you didn't stay in New York?
I didn't stay. I didn't like it, and I didn't stay. I couldn't get from one place to the other. The place was so big. So much work to do. And so I just came on back home. And been here ever since and took care of Mama when she got old. We have fun. We have fun when I tell them I was going to quit teaching and go north and work.
Miss Gasway, you mentioned earlier that your brothers helped your father do carpentry work. What did they do to help him?
They didn't do too much cotton, the work. They're mostly, they mostly, when he worked on the farm.
Oh, they helped
the farm. They helped to do the farm. And the girls would help my mother here do the washing and ironing, things like that.
Did any of your family work for the railroad?
I had a brother worked on the railroad a while, but he didn't work long. Junior, one of the younger boys, he worked on the railroad a while, but he didn't work long.
What was his job, do you remember?
Laying ties. Laying ties.
A real physical work.
Uh-huh,
then.
Uh-huh.
And this brother is how much older than you? This was Larkin Jr.,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, he was up there with the... he was up there among the girls, older girls.
He was in the older group
uh-huh,
then.
Uh-huh.
Would he have worked for the railroad then before 1920, do you think?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs, other than the farming that you mentioned and the railroad, can you think of other jobs that were open to black men back when you were little?
Now, one of my brothers, Charlie, he was a blacksmith. When he left to go north, excuse me.
You were talking about your brother who was a blacksmith?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my brother. He was a blacksmith. And two of my brothers, they worked together. They were blacksmiths. Charlie and Vester. And when they quit, they migrated north too, up there where they said they could make more money. So they never did come back anymore.
And this was before 1920.
That's right.
Also,
that's right.
When you were still a little girl.
That's right.
Do you remember the other brother's name?
Med.
Med. Med was the other one, huh?
Med. He went to Charlotte. He lived in Charlotte. And he worked at Cress's. He was a janitor. At Cress's.
What is Cress's?
That's a 10-cent store in Charlotte.
Oh, okay. You mean
Cress.
Kresge?
Uh-huh. K-R-E-S-S.
Oh, Cress's. Cress's.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Besides the job that your mother had, she did the wash and ironing. What were some other kinds of jobs that you can remember that your sisters, your older sisters did or other black women did?
They did?
Mm-hmm. What were jobs that were open to you all back then?
I don't know of any jobs that they did, because my mother never did hire any of her children out. I don't know of any of my sisters ever working out any.
What about other women, the other black women that you knew, though? What were some of the other jobs they did? Your sisters didn't, but,
uh-huh.
You know, like your friend Louise was a domestic. Were they mostly domestic jobs that the women did?
That's all I know. They'd have these domestic jobs, cooking for white people and washing. That's about all that we had, the black people had to do.
Those kinds of jobs, right.
Mm-hmm.
And did young black people, you know, I'm talking about what we talk like teenagers, did they have ways of earning any money back then?
A lot of my friends nursed. They took care of the children for these different people.
White people again?
Yes.
And this would be like babysitting?
That's babysitting. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Only you all called it nursing.
That's right.
And these would be little children?
Yes.
Did you ever do that?
Never did.
No. Okay. Uh-huh. Where did your family shop when you went to buy something?
Right here in Seneca. And she shopped with the with the people usually she worked for. My mother watched for the hunters.
Did she shop for them or with them?
No, she shopped at their place.
Oh, the places that they would own,
uh-huh,
where she
uh-huh
would do her business.
That's where she would do her business.
I see.
And then she'd always wherever she got the children, she always would get the things that she had to have from the store, and she'd put it on the bill, what she called a bill.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get shoes or anything like that, she'd say, tell them to put it on the bill.
So she did use credit. I mean,
yes.
She had a running tab.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That she used. She didn't pay cash then.
Didn't pay cash.
Were these stores that your mother frequented all owned by black
white.
By white people?
Yes.
All by white
all
people.
All by white
did
people.
She go to any black stores at all?
I don't know of no black stores.
You didn't know about
around here then.
Oh, uh-uh. I see. There weren't any.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did your family usually buy your clothing, or did you make your own?
My mother made most of her children clothes because she could sew good.
Mm-hmm.
She could sew. And she'd make all of my midi suits we back wore back there then. The things that my older sister wore, as I told you before, they
mm-hmm.
were given to her.
Mm-hmm.
Either sometime if they were nice and they wanted to sell them, well, she would, you know, buy them for them then. My sister wore beautiful clothes because most of those were rich white girls' clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd always tell my mother, do you want, Anna, you want to buy this?